freedom of the press. I think every country, one time or another, has stood up and yelled freedom of the press so everybody gets to know what's going on, and it won't be manipulated messages. It'll be freedom because it's coming from the press. Let's back up a little bit. Let's break this down a little bit, and then we'll back up and look up with a gasp, because how can you be free when you're supported by somebody? Okay, the government, certainly in Canada, I'm actually focusing more on Canada with this bit than I am other countries, but I know that they also have their share of this. In Canada, every newspaper is funded by the government. So if you give me money all of the time as an individual, it's hard for me not to do what you tell me to do, right? And so much for the word free or freedom. It doesn't exist. I mean, fake news, that's a great term that the president, I think, has coined, and good for him. I mean, because that's what it is. It ain't free. I mean, when you have corporate welfare going on, particularly targeting the press, and in Canada, again, back to that example, I mean, even there are newspapers called the Free Press. Really? I don't think so. I think it's out of Winnipeg. There's a National Post, a Globe and Mail. These guys live with government money. What is government money? It's a taxpayer money. Comes from the people to hear fake news. They pay to get this nonsense, to get this agenda, because it ain't real. I mean, it's opinions. It used to be news was news. News is something that's happened. Opinions is something that hasn't happened, but they're trying to encourage to happen, okay? Manipulation, that word again comes to mind and comes to talk. This has to be fixed. I mean, how do you do that? Well, firstly, of course, you have to get rid of the government in power, and then you have to have free enterprise. Socialism doesn't work really well, kind of is right now, because they're winning, because they're brainwashing the citizenry in Canada and other places, but because we watch it, we listen to it, and we repeat it. And it's bad stuff, because these guys are fake. They take the money from the taxpayer, and then they come up with stuff that they want to tell you to make sure that you become one of them, which is a left-wing commie goof. So we got to stop it. How do we do that? Get a government. That would be the solution. Get a government that says free the enterprise. All your corporate welfare guys, go pick raspberries or something, or go away. You know, go to Minneapolis. I don't know where you want to go, but get out of my country. Hey, see ya.